Well, good afternoon. It is 2:33, and I must have missed the news bulletin somewhere, but Farm Rescue is at it again, helping folks across our region. In fact, kind of the central portion of the U.S., and I saw the news story yesterday that they helped their 1300 farm family, however you want to term it, and it's just some amazing work. And to find out more about that and Farm Rescue and how things are going, and the almost new grandpa is the executive director, Tim Sullivan. Hi, Tim.
Thanks, Eric. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Not a problem. So I saw the news story, but I have not. I'll be honest with you. I saw it late this morning, and I went to Kaylee right away, and I didn't get a chance to read all the details about it. But it seemed like a blink of an eye. You were helping the 1,000th family in, what, Illinois or somewhere along those lines, and now we're up to 1,300. So what did I miss? Holy cats. You guys have been working.
Yeah, you know, our volunteers, these guys know how to serve. And I tell you, the last 3 years have been averaging over 100 cases a year. And that's over, 10 states. So it moves pretty quick when we work like that.
Yeah, and we talk about it as a positive because we're glad that you're there to help families. The bad news is that somebody is in trouble or has a health concern or something has happened where they need that help, and it's great that you guys have been there. And the interesting thing is you guys continue to expand your footprint. Now, last I heard, it was 11 states. You haven't grown from there, right? Because I didn't think you're going to go more than 10. So
we're at 11, and we're going to be there for the foreseeable future until we can afford to move on from that. But Okay. Yeah, that's enough territory to keep us busy.
Well, and it takes a lot of folks, helping out, donations, volunteers. I know that you've also got some great corporate sponsors, including John Deere. At least that's my memory when I saw you at Commodity Classic. So let's give a little kudos. Let's start maybe at those corporate sponsors. Who are some of the folks that make it easier for you guys to be able to help?
So, yeah, you mentioned John Deere, and they've been with us since we started with Ron Offit and RDO back in 2005. And we appreciate those folks so much. And from there, it went to other franchises and other states and regions, and then it went corporate-wide. So we're supported in a big way by them. And then, it's the Anheuser-Busch with the corn can, and then Farm Can, and then we've got the Nutrien, and it goes on and on. We have about 200, right around 200 partnerships, corporate and business, and then all the supporting donors and followers of Farm Rescue.
You know, one of the other things that it's a major contributing factor is Giving Hearts Day, and I did not realize. I mean, we've always had you guys on to help promote that, which happens, I think, in February. You guys have had a corporate match for that, but you guys, like Farm Rescue, they got like 500 different charities, but Farm Rescue, I believe what I was told was like the administration from Giving Hearts, is that you guys are like top 10, top 5 in raising money. Is that right?
Somewhere? So in the last 2 years, 25 and 26, we've been in the same spot ranking as the third largest supported charity of Giving Hearts Day in both of those years. And so that's quite an accomplishment. We are very proud of that. I'm just overwhelmed by the support that folks have given us over the years to get to that spot. And it's over 600 charities now.
It's fantastic, the amount. Was it over $1 million in the end, or am I doing my math wrong?
Okay. This year was 1.2 something. We're definitely
which is great, and that money is coming back. But go buy a combine; that would take care of that. So if you had
absolutely,
to buy, so that money is being spread, and you're helping folks in 11 states. The one thing that I would add as an emphasis, though, before we get into this family a little bit that you helped here in North Dakota, is the fact that you guys went from Giving Hearts Day, like, just 50,000 or it was like a small number, and then all of a sudden it just exploded where you guys got a big boost the last couple of years, right?
Yeah. We have been involved in Giving Hearts Day since 2015. I started in the end of 2019, and at that point we were doing about 15,000. And so very quickly I had to figure out how to make that into a bigger thing, because I knew it could be. And we just kept doubling. And then, 3 years ago, we kind of hit that 300,000 mark, and it's just been growing ever since.
Well, it got its start in our region, and it's fitting that the 1,300th family that got helped was here in North Dakota, Selfridge, I believe I'm saying that right. I'm not sure. It must be a small town. Is that right? Because I'm not familiar with it.
Yep. South of Mandan, about 40 miles.
Okay. What can we talk a little bit about the family and what happened? I know for the 1,000th, there was a little bit of a celebration. Did you guys do anything big for 13, or did you just put the hats on and got out there and did your job?
Yeah, this wasn't a big to-do or anything. We just were out there documenting this case with this family and just promoting it on social media and through our website. But there was 9 of us out there. And so volunteers, staff, and supporting this family during their time of trial. Young farmer out there, 29, he had cancer. And so he's recovering from that. And then last fall, he had lost his dad, and he was the partner in the farming operation, cattle operation, very large operation. And so they reached out to us to apply, and we accepted that offer, and came out and planted their crops and did quite a few other odd jobs around the farm, just helping them out. And
yeah.
And we were there for 5 days.
Yeah, they had newborn, by the way, new baby. And
newborn as well, yeah.
Not a great medical diagnosis either. It sounds like they got impacted their family quite a bit. So it was great that you were able to help them. Will you guys go back, stay in touch, or once you do that, you move on? Or how does it work for that particular family?
We do stay in touch. We've come back to that family for 3 years with a survey to just make sure that they're doing fine, everything's okay, and want to just make that connection. But our volunteers, they take it to a whole nother level, and they're exchanging Christmas cards, and they become, some of them, lifelong friends and companions, do things in the future, and it's amazing what our volunteers can get involved in.
Well, generally, you and I have known each other for a few years. I got to spend some time with you, which was fun and fantastic. Everywhere I went, it was you and Kaylee, or I would go somewhere, but we got to spend some time getting to know each other, even more than what we have in the past. But I would say this, that everything you hear all good about Farm Rescue is actually what it is. You guys do a great job of helping folks, and I've been in the tent when people have stopped by, and the crazy thing is, or maybe it's not crazy, but people you have helped several years ago are stopping by and giving a cash donation to help somebody else down the road. They got back on their feet and moving forward, or maybe it was a neighbor said, hey, you helped my neighbor, I want to help you. And that's the kind of stories you guys hear every day.
Yeah, it's a pay it forward type of thing that we hear, and neighbor helping neighbor. And I do hear those stories from our beginning. You helped so-and-so in my family or whatever, and there's still tears that are shed on that type of sharing, and it's amazing the stories. And a lot of people will come to us and say, hey, you saved my farm. And that's just a pat on the back to our volunteers for just supporting them in their darkest time and getting them through it.
Okay, we got a couple of minutes here, and you don't stop at 13. That isn't where it goes. I'm sure you guys have still got more things that you're doing, and it takes revenue. It takes also people volunteering. If they don't have a lot of money, but if they can volunteer some time or maybe drive a truck or something, they can do that. How do they find out more information?
So from our website, farmrescue.org, right from our landing page, you can refer a family or apply for assistance. You can be check into being a volunteer. It's very easy to do that. And then as far as being a donor, you can also do that directly from our website. But we also have updates where we're at weekly, what we've been, where we're headed, where we've been, and different stories on the folks we're helping, the volunteers that are doing the work. So there's a lot of information on our website.
I got about a minute, but I just want to ask you, what's demand like right now? Have you guys gotten through everything, or is there still a lot to do this spring?
So planting is still going on in our northern region. Iowa and Nebraska, they're pretty much all done. So we're just finishing up some that thing. We have a few hay cases where we'll be doing that throughout the summer. And then harvest actually starts in southern Illinois and Kansas the first week of June with, small grains.
Yeah.
So we've got several things on the schedule for that. Plus, we've already know about many harvest cases that are going on up north as well.
Okay. Give us the website.
Farmrescue.org, O-R-G.
Tim, thank you so much for jumping on. I'm excited for you. I'm not going to jinx you. Just have safe travels with your family and enjoy the process.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you soon. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Soon. Tim Sullivan, Executive Director of Farm Rescue. And again, go to their website. Easy peasy, by the way, if you want to kick them 10, 20 bucks, you can do that on there too. It's way easy. All right. We're going to bring you some talk about fertilizer prices. Secretary Rollins.